Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, explorers. Today we're going to be diving into a book about a girl named Issa.
Issa.
Yeah. And she loves to learn new things, just like you guys. And guess what? She finds this really cool book, magical book, named Wise.
Wise.
Wise, yeah, that can actually talk.
Whoa.
Can you imagine a book that answers your questions and takes you on crazy adventures? I mean,
that's pretty amazing. I mean, what kind of questions do you think she's going to ask this book?
We find Issa in her favorite place. Of course, it's the library. She spots Wise way up on the highest shelf.
Oh, wow.
Almost like it was hiding. It has this fancy title and looks super old.
Mm.
But when Issa opens it up, the pages are totally blank.
Oh, no. A blank book. I mean, that's a little strange. What do you think? Does she just put it back?
Not Issa. She's way too curious.
Right.
And that's when the book Wise actually speaks to her.
What?
And says that it needs a good question to, like, get started.
Oh, so the book needs a question to start working. Wow, a talking book. That's such a surprise. So what's the first question she asks?
Well, she asks about the biggest animal in the whole wide world. You know, the one that lives in the ocean.
Mm. The biggest animal in the world.
Yeah.
In the ocean. Let me think.
Think about it.
Is it the blue whale?
You got it. That's right. The blue whale.
Wow.
Wise describes the blue whale as being as big as two school buses put together.
Two school buses?
Yeah. Can you picture something that big swimming in the ocean?
That's enormous. I can't even imagine. Wise really knows a lot, huh?
Wise really does know a lot.
Yeah.
And Wise doesn't just tell Issa the answer. It also tells her that each question she asks brings the book to life.
Oh, wow. So the more questions she asks, the more Wise comes to life. Now, that is what I call a magical book.
That's a magic book for sure. So Issa is super excited and asks about the fastest animal in the world.
The fastest animal. That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
Do you know what it is?
I do, yeah. But Wise tells Issa it's the peregrine falcon. It's this bird that can fly super, super fast, like a rocket with feathers. It can even catch other birds while it's flying in the air.
Wow, that's incredible. I bet Issa wishes she could see it in action.
I bet she does.
Yeah.
Issa is so excited about this talking book that can just, like, take her on all these adventures.
Oh, yeah.
So she decides to ask Wise, what it would be like to visit ancient Egypt?
Oh, ancient Egypt. That's where the pyramids are.
Exactly.
I love the pyramids.
And just like that, Issa feels this warm breeze and the words on Wise's pages start glowing. She finds herself in a bustling marketplace in ancient Egypt with people in colorful clothes, merchants selling all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
There's even a monkey sitting on someone's shoulder.
A monkey? Wow. That sounds like a lot to take in. I mean, what does Issa even do first?
Well, she's just amazed by the pyramids towering over everything in the distance. I mean, she just has to ask Wise how they were built.
Oh, yeah. Those pyramids are gigantic. I mean, how did they even do that back then?
Well, Wise explains that it took thousands of workers many, many years to build just one pyramid.
One?
Yeah. And they had to work together as a team.
Oh.
And plan everything out really carefully. Can you imagine how hard they had to work?
That's amazing. It just shows that teamwork makes even the toughest jobs possible.
It does. So Issa's ready for her next adventure. Where do you think Wise takes her now?
I wonder. Well, she's seen the desert.
Yeah.
So maybe someplace totally different.
You got it. She asks Wise to take her to the jungle.
The jungle.
The jungle. And in a flash, Issa finds herself in a lush rainforest, surrounded by tall trees and the sounds of birds chirping everywhere.
Whoa, that's a big change from the desert. What does she see there?
Oh, Issa sees all these colorful butterflies just fluttering around. She hears monkeys chattering up in the trees.
Well,
it's like a whole other world.
I bet it's super exciting.
It is. And then she even sees a family of monkeys swinging through the trees.
Wow.
They look so happy and playful.
I love monkeys. Wow, what a sight.
It is a sight. Wise explains that rainforests are super important for our planet because they're home to so many plants and animals.
That's right. We need to protect them, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Issa wants to know how she can help protect the rainforest, and Wise explains that we can all do our part by learning about nature, planting trees, and taking care of our planet.
That's a great message. It shows that even kids can make a difference. It
really does.
Yeah.
Wise reminds Issa that, and this is a great quote, knowledge is a treasure that grows every time you ask a question. Keep asking, keep exploring, and the world will always be filled with wonder. Issa is so grateful for all the amazing adventures she's had.
Yeah.
But her journey with Wise isn't over yet.
It sounds like it's just beginning.
It really does sound like it's just beginning.
Yeah. Welcome back, adventurers. Last time we left Issa in the library with her new friend,
Wise,
the talking book. She had just returned from that amazing trip to a rainforest.
Yeah, it was so cool. Remember all those colorful butterflies and...
And the playful monkeys.
The playful monkeys.
I can just imagine how excited Issa must be to learn even more.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
And you won't believe what she asks Wise next.
Oh, really? What is it?
Remember how fascinated she was by the monkeys in the rainforest?
Oh, yeah. Those monkeys were so much fun to watch. I'd want to learn more about them, too.
But that's exactly what Issa does. She asks Wise to tell her everything about monkeys.
Ooh, that's a great question. What does Wise say?
Wise's pages come alive with pictures and stories about all different kinds of monkeys from all over the world.
Wow.
Some monkeys are tiny, like they could fit in your hand, while others are big and strong, like gorillas.
Wow. That's amazing. I bet there are so many different types of monkeys.
There are. And they even talk to each other using these special sounds and movements, almost like a secret language.
Really? Wow.
Can you imagine understanding what the monkeys are saying?
That would be so cool. It's like having your own secret code with the monkeys.
Right. And guess what? Wise asks Issa if she wants to meet some monkeys in person.
Oh my gosh, in person.
What do you think she says?
I think she's going to say yes. I mean, who wouldn't want to meet a real monkey?
You're right. With a flash of light, Issa finds herself in a sunny forest clearing filled with monkeys, swinging from the trees and playing with each other.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun.
It is. Issa watches as baby monkeys chase each other up this tall tree while their parents watch over them.
Ah.
And then this small monkey with bright, curious eyes comes right up to Issa and reaches out his tiny hand.
Ah, that's so sweet. I wonder if that monkey wants to play with Issa.
I think so.
Yeah.
Issa gently takes the monkey's hand and feels so happy. It's like they have this special connection. She spends hours playing with the monkeys, learning about their habits and their personalities.
Wow, what an incredible adventure. It's like she has a bunch of furry new friends.
It really is.
Yeah.
As the sun starts to set, Issa knows it's time to say goodbye to her monkey friends.
Aww.
She waves goodbye and finds herself back in the library, holding Wise in her hands.
Oh, I bet she feels a little sad to leave the monkeys behind, but what a wonderful memory to have.
It is a wonderful memory to have, and Wise reminds Issa that even though the adventure is over, she can always remember the fun she had and keep learning about monkeys through books and exploring.
That's a great point. Learning doesn't have to end just because an adventure is over.
It doesn't. Issa realizes Wise is right. She knows the world is full of incredible creatures and fascinating places just waiting to be discovered. What an amazing journey she's having with Wise.
And it's not over yet.
We're back for another adventure with Issa and Wise. Remember all the amazing things they've seen together, from those giant whales to the super speedy falcons.
Oh, yeah.
That bustling marketplace in Egypt, and even those playful monkeys in the jungle.
It's like they traveled all around the world without even leaving the library.
It's true. That's the magic of Wise the Talking Book.
Yeah.
And this time, Issa's curiosity takes her on a trip back in time.
Back in time.
Yeah, she's always been fascinated by dinosaurs.
Oh, dinosaurs.
Yeah. You know those giant creatures that roamed the Earth millions of years ago?
They're so big and mysterious. I bet Issa has a ton of questions about them.
You bet she does. She asks Wise to tell her all about dinosaurs.
Cool.
And just like that, the library transforms into a prehistoric world.
Whoa, a prehistoric world. What does it look like?
Well, Issa is surrounded by these tall ferns and strange-looking trees.
Wow.
And the air is filled with sounds she's never even heard before.
Oh, wow.
And then she sees them. Dinosaurs.
Whoa, real dinosaurs.
Well, not exactly real, but it feels like it. Issa sees this herd of giant dinosaurs with long necks just munching on leaves.
Oh, wow.
And a group of smaller dinosaurs darting around their feet.
They sound enormous. I bet Issa is amazed.
She is. And then she sees this massive Tyrannosaurus rex striding through the clearing, its sharp teeth glinting in the sunlight.
A Tyrannosaurus rex, that's like the king of the dinosaurs. I wonder if Issa's a little bit scared.
Maybe a little bit, but mostly she's just amazed. Okay. Wise tells her all about the Tyrannosaurus rex.
Oh, cool.
How it was one of the biggest meat eaters that ever lived, with powerful jaws and teeth that could crush bones.
Wow, that's incredible. It's amazing how much Wise knows about all this stuff.
Wise even explains how scientists call paleontologists.
Paleontologists,
Yeah.
what are those?
They study fossils to learn all about dinosaurs and their world.
Oh, fossils?
Yeah.
What are fossils?
Fossils are like clues from the past,
Oh.
like dinosaur bones that have turned to stone over millions of years. By studying fossils, paleontologists can learn all sorts of things about how dinosaurs lived and what they looked like.
That's so cool. It's like being detective, but for dinosaurs.
Exactly. Esau learns about different types of dinosaurs, where they lived, what they ate, and how they interacted with each other. It's like a crash course in all things dinosaur.
I bet she's having so much fun learning about these amazing creatures.
She is. And then Wise does something truly special.
Really? What's that?
It asks Issa if she wants to touch a real dinosaur bone.
A real dinosaur bone. That would be so cool. What does Issa say?
Of course, she says yes.
Yeah.
Wise gently places this smooth, fossilized bone in Issa's hand.
Can you imagine holding a piece of history like that? Something that was once part of a real dinosaur.
I know. Issa is in awe. She traces the contours of the bone, imagining the mighty dinosaur it belonged to. It's a moment she'll never forget.
What an incredible experience.
As the sun begins to set on this prehistoric world, Issa knows it's time to go back to the library. She waves goodbye to the dinosaurs and finds herself back in her familiar surroundings, with Wise resting peacefully in her hands.
I bet she's sad to leave the dinosaurs behind, but I'm sure she'll cherish those memories forever.
I think she will. And Wise reminds Issa that even though her adventure with the dinosaurs is over, the wonders of learning never end.
That's true.
There's always something new to discover, a new question to ask, and a new adventure waiting around the corner.
That's so true. Curiosity and a love of learning can take you anywhere.
They really can. Issa realizes that Wise is more than just a talking book. It's a guide, a friend, and a key that unlocks this world of imagination and discovery.
And the best part is, we all have that key inside of us. We don't need a magical book to explore the world, ask questions, and learn new things. All we need is curiosity and an open mind.
And that's what makes Issa's story so inspiring. It reminds us that the world is a truly magical place, just waiting to be discovered. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that spark of curiosity burning bright.
Until next time, happy adventuring.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.